Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm DD.
And this is episode 203 of the Oprah Rose Show. obviously, we celebrated our 200th episode.
Yes.
Felt great. We're here back recording live in person.
I just knew you was going to say we were queer again, but.
Oh, no.
But shout out to G.
For being
questioning,
dedicated, and making sure we do these episodes in person and flying.
Yes.
Mama, I think, is here for 24 hours
yes.
worth of recording.
Little bit.
This is how dedicated we are.
It's
we
true.
We love
joking
y'all.
Earlier, like, if we were a Destiny's Child. Daryl called me Beyonce. I said, I'm very much giving pack your bag, sis. Giving the weakest link. I'm giving Latavia Latoya.
That was Farrah Franklin.
You are Beyonce. I think you're Kelly. And then I guess I'm Michelle.
You know, Kelly keeps us going. Shout out to G.
Kelly
like
keeps us
G
going.
Is like the battery in our back to be like, we got fans that want this content.
My battery been on E though lately.
It's okay.
There's been a lot going
mine
on.
I told you I'm Latavia child, so it you're here.
Seasons.
You're
happy
here.
To be here. I'm happy to look at y'all in y'all face.
Hey, we back
hey,
in
Alyssa.
Brooklyn, New York.
We're here. Alyssa's here. We're yes. all here. We this summer has just like, I don't know if this has felt like a summer or not. And I think an
yeah.
adult summer is also very different from a summer as a child.
Yeah.
But I really don't know. I'm just so fucking tired. Like
I feel like you worked a lot more this summer.
I did a lot.
You were traveling mm-hmm.
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that might be it. Like I'm always tired. I think mm-hmm. if there was one characteristic about me that's pretty constant, yeah. it's tired.
Well, this summer you also went back into the office too. So I
yeah.
think part of that is like
oh, yeah,
a different
like
ritual
back.
Of how you were doing your fall, spring, now
yeah.
summer change.
Yeah, that is true. It was so tiring. Oh my God. I mean, then Miss Delta came through and just shut everything back
Didn't
down.
She?
I don't know what's about to happen.
I don't know, because she's not going nowhere.
She's not going anywhere.
And Delta Lambda, mm-hmm. you know, they got Ooh. Chapters. That Yeah, the yeah. Lambda variant is supposed to be worse than the Delta.
Lambda? I had never even heard of her.
Yeah, Lambda yeah. was here before Delta.
Mm-hmm.
Child, and they both going to come together and have Alpha afterwards. If these
and then we all gonna be Omega dead.
Yeah, it's given Marvel Universe like.
Sorry,
it feels like some Thanos like shit or something, and I'm just waiting for everybody to come back 5 years from. I would not be
Thanos?
Mad actually.
Not people if, came back in 5 years.
If some shit happened and I got to take a little break, uh-huh. I might not be mad, and I could come back in 5 years and like.
What you mean? Wait, come back in,
what
you mean? Come back in five
okay,
years?
So I get all these Marvel Universe movies confused.
Okay,
I haven't seen any of them.
What's the one with Thanos?
Infinity
like
Stones.
The Infinity Avengers.
The Avengers. Okay,
yes,
look, I don't know,
but it's Infinity Stones.
Yeah, because I was calling. I was calling the movie like Infinity Stone. Somebody was like, it is not called
it's
that. I'm
Avengers.
Like, I don't know. I've
but
only seen
it's
three.
One of the chapters.
Right.
Sorry, Marvel people.
So basically, I don't know. So one of them, they like, something happens and they go back in time. Oh my God, I'm really telling a story that I don't know. The premise of it is some shit happens and they come back and it's 5 years later. So some of the
like
people.
Like the whole world is gone.
The whole world. Yeah.
Wow.
And the snap of his finger.
And this, yeah, that, well, and it just like deletes everybody.
Right.
Like
right.
I would literally be typing and just be like.
That part was kind of sad.
Delete
with Spider-Man.
No, but like, Spider-Man is not Avengers. He's Marvel, I believe.
Right. Regardless, how do you think you're going to come back in 5 years?
So, and then I actually saw something else. It's like, if you come back in 5 years and I come back, like, and the life is completely separate, like, are you mad that your significant other has moved on? Like, your friends have probably done a whole bunch of other stuff. I would just be happy to rest, hopefully, for 5 years.
Okay.
But they also don't know that they've
been. Oh, the Manifest movie. Oh, yeah, okay, that was a show, right? Yeah.
It was on NBC.
I didn't see it either. I just. Yeah.
But the premise of the show is that they were coming back from Jamaica, coming back to the States, and the plane disappeared in air, and then it just landed at its destination in the U.S. 5 years. Something, I don't know how many years later, but there was, like, memes about it. It was like, about wanting to go on trips and be, I think the meme was something like, I want to go on the trip right now, even if it's flight 322, whatever the flight number was. Where it's like, I'm just trying to go somewhere. I don't even care if the plane gets lost.
Wow.
But that was the similar. Like, so people's lives moved on.
Yeah.
There was this one girl, her man was the, you know, sheriff at the police station and married her best friend. Right. So even shit like
he's
that.
He's like, I thought you wasn't coming back.
Right. Right.
Damn.
Yeah. So people and literally moved on
with her best friend.
He moved on with her best friend. That was snaky. Just one
that was giving snake
a
though
people,
a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people had like moved on.
She did. Oh, okay.
She did.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. She's
still him back. I'm like four.
Wow. Thank you for that full circle moment.
I mean, but then I feel like
she steals him back. I love it. True
to
love
to come back and that's a lot, child. Wow. That is a whole lot.
So what if you leave for 5 years and your man move on?
I mean, I'm spinning the block again. Like, we're back. I'm back.
Hopefully, y'all disappear together. That's ideal.
Like, I'm back. Okay. That was a cute intermission.
Now, hello? Huh? Hello?
Yeah, I'm spinning the block again. Uh-huh. Like, uh-huh. And, are you dumb?
Like, I'm curious. Do you look the same when you did the Manifest people look the same? Oh, wow.
There was a kid on there, too, that he was the same age that he was when he left.
Because they're almost held in time and everybody else moves on. At least for
Manifest.
And for Avengers. They're like just held in time and they're the same. Yeah, they're the same age, I believe. Like, somebody comes back and they have a kid and shit like that. Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird. I mean, I wouldn't, after all these Delta Llama variants and whatever else y'all just said, I wouldn't be surprised at any fucking thing at this point.
Yeah.
Like, literally nothing.
Girl, in the booster shots, I'm so tired. Like, still, I got to get another one?
The way that shit made me feel the next day, I don't know about all that.
Twice.
Like, it better knock every motherfucking variant out in my body, like, if I'm going to get a booster shot. Like, because the girl was down bad that second shot.
Yeah.
That second shot had me down bad, too.
I was hungry. I was delirious. Yeah.
I was delirious. Yeah. I was up watching TV. I was watching Avengers, matter of fact. And was like watching. It was
that's
just
why she don't know what happened.
It was just like, ow. I could not. I was just literally like delirious. I could not stay up.
That is hilarious.
I couldn't.
I had
all
cold
I wanted
sweats.
To do was sleep.
Yeah. I was like, if this is any indication of what COVID is like.
I'm just kind of like, it's just such a a divisiveness happening too, that it's like, I don't want to say what's the point, but it is kind of like, what is the point? Because the people who aren't vaccinated, who are very strong willed about not being vaccinated, that it's just kind of like, I believe in protecting,
are getting it.
Yeah.
So
you know,
right. That's right. What I said, unless it's
because
we
all kind of have to do it together. We all have to be in this together because we in this
together.
This is the worst group project I've ever been a part of in my entire fucking life.
Ever.
Whoever tweeted that was the realest tweet ever.
It's so real because it's part of it is like an honor system too, where it's like, I'm not wearing something that shows that I have two shots. Granted, now in New York, you do have to show vaccination to sit indoors, but
I don't know how I feel about that either though.
Well, I mean,
I think it's a little aggressive.
I showed them my ID with my name on it, and it's a card with my name
on it. No, I'm not mad at that. Like, I'm not mad at the, because I saw people feeling like that was like a breach of privacy and all of this other stuff. Like, no, we have to, the way in which you function in society, there's no real privacy. Let's be clear. I just think that, you know, it's just a little excessive. But New York City being one of those places that was really, really affected by COVID, I can understand wanting to jump to that.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, I was like, at least I know. And granted, because, and especially, like, I was working in an office where people were getting it, and it's like, obviously, no, and everyone was vaccinated. So, but it is kind of like, I feel like that little extra layer, because, like, I just had it on my phone. Like, I don't even have anything.
You know, do I.
And just show, like, a picture of it. Because I did think it was going to have to be, like, a real copy and all this extra shit.
Yeah, who holding on to that? Another thing I got to hold on to.
I put it with my passport so that.
Mine is with my passport, too.
So that is just, I know I'm not losing that. So let me put this with that, because they could just be together.
Yeah, I actually have to do that. I've been meaning to. I don't even know where it is, but. Yeah.
Right. Once you find it, put it with that, and you'll never lose it. Yeah. Because you won't lose that. We try to take these trips.
Have you? What have we taken any trips this summer?
Oh my gosh! July for me, July, August was just like trip.
Oh, that's
trip.
It was. It was so bad that you couldn't even make mine.
So the end of June started with my birthday. Went to Miami.
This bitch. Well, y'all know on episode 199 or 200, and I said that I was going to have an issue with Mr. Didi if he did not come on my trip. And granted,
she said if I didn't come to Jamaica.
Oh. Okay, do you know that trip? It was given manifest, child. And it was, I could not plan a trip at work, okay? I could not chew gum and walk during that time. And I definitely booked a brand new trip the week out.
And I couldn't do that. Because my anniversary was like the next week.
You know who did do that?
GG Money.
Money. Do you know who did that?
GG
Money.
I don't
need to compare, but I mean,
compare.
It's giving. All right,
Sarah, giving Michelle awful. Showed up.
Oh my God. Okay. To support LaToya. Okay. Kelly came through. I don't know what the. Beyonce was off on a
you
yacht.
You my sis. I love you so much.
But y'all look like y'all had so much fun, especially boat day.
And it was a blast.
Boat day on a Monday. So y'all
I was so happy she
bitches.
Held boat days for when I got there. Yeah, I didn't want to make that request.
No, I would never.
But I was just boat like. Never. But when you said it, I was like, okay, cool.
No, I would never.
I was logging into work. Like, these bitches.
Boat day on a. First of all, it was the most ghetto boat
it really
trip
was.
Ever. You know how you go, if you've ever rented a boat, first of all, they were late. And they were like filling the plane up with gas.
We was on time.
We were on time.
They told us to be early.
Don't be early. We was on time.
Usually they'd be checking in on us like, hey.
Exactly.
I'm right here.
And then you
we were 15 minutes early.
15 minutes early. Wow. Yeah, we were early. So we waited. We were outside just in the sun, just like dripping sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, usually they tell you like, hey, I'm the captain. Take off your shoes before you get on the boat. Here's the stuff. We got on. They was like. And we just playing like.
Shoes
Tinashe,
on.
Like bouncing on the ground. He's like, you want a margarita? And I'm like, what's your name? What this is? I mean, pulling up.
You gonna take us through
or,
safety precautions? Anything?
Something.
Can you show us where the motherfucking shit is at?
At one point, he was like,
"Where's the life vest?"
No, he did not. He was not trying to give us life
she
vest.
She said, "Can you show me where the motherfucking shit at?" Where what is
anything?
The life vest. Anything? The bathroom?
No, you know they're like, "Oh, don't put toilet paper in." No, it was like he literally is like, "Y'all ready?"
Literally.
Like, what about drinks? And, you
he
know,
literally
lunch.
Just came up and was like margarita. Yeah, I had no idea what the lunch was. At one point, we stopped,
and he was, and I was just like, I'm kind of hungry. He was like, oh, y'all hungry now? Y'all ready to eat?
Oh, so
yes!
It was just like one person that he was
two.
Literally.
It was. Okay. Yeah, I think it was two
it
people.
Was two people.
Oh, wow, they was
because one person made a better margarita.
Yeah,
no, it was really
that shit was. Funny,
then it was
bro.
Like you know how.
But
you
wait,
go into
wait,
the
sashimi might have been the best sashimi I've ever had in my entire
life.
Fucking life.
I don't even
life.
Like sashimi like that. It was the best sashimi I've ever had in my life. I was like, let me have a little
hungry.
Piece.
Huh?
Yeah, probably
y'all
hungry,
was hungry,
drunk.
I mean,
and hot.
I was really good. Seasick. Ooh. I was fucking seasick.
Has that ever happened to you before?
Never.
Yeah.
I mean, on a cruise ship, but I was like 14 or whatever. But I was seasick on this, and I was like, "Fuck, man!"
How does that go
it
away?
Was just the water was really, really
the
choppy.
The water was so choppy, and
it was the water.
I typically do get seasick, and I knew if we sat on that boat for another hour, everything. I was gonna get seasick. So I mean, like they tell you just to like look at one thing. And
I had to like go chill out. I was like,
you just have to like rest. Yeah,
but it was a great time.
It was.
It looked like it. I mean, I was a fan.
But you know, like all the other boats, like when you're around the other boats, and they up there like we're jamming with you, and we literally like I'm on an ocean. I'm in heaven.
Oh yeah, we was up. It was a rap. Tierra was in a rap video the entire time, which
I was literally
absolutely her birthday.
I was in a rap video the entire day.
And then Cabo's beautiful too because you're going past those boulders.
Those rocks.
Yeah,
the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was my first time there. I'd never been.
Cabo's beautiful. It's probably my favorite place in Mexico.
I gotta go back.
Out of all that I've been to, yeah, it's definitely mine.
It's more elevated, I think, in terms of, because when people think Mexico, they automatically mind go to like Cancun or like party.
Yeah, I don't ever have to go to Cancun again. And I like Tulum.
I'll never go back to Tulum.
Yeah, tee straight on Tulum. I do want to go to like Oaxaca though. Like I want to go because that's where they make mezcal.
Okay.
Like, and I want to see, and I think they cook a little bit different down there.
Okay. Yeah, I love me some Mexico.
I don't know what the life is like, but I'm curious.
When I was younger, I feel like Mexico just got a bad rep because people were going to like the same places, and it was like very like college towny.
I just never, and then the cartel,
you know, so safety a little bit. But
somebody told me that he was like,
that shit real.
Remember Victor that we had on the show? He's like, my friends got robbed, and I was like, you mean Tulum? He's like, no, in Cabo. I was like, oh Lord. Mm. I was like, well, we broke. I ain't got nothing.
Because you know, when you're on vacation, you don't be thinking about shit like that.
Yeah, I was like, and I was like, kidnap my black ass. They gonna throw me back out.
You fucking drunk and like high. Yeah, like, I'm not thinking about. I'm about to get pulled up on.
Yeah, no. I will say it was a great trip. I think I had food poisoning on the way back, and it was.
Oh yeah, the dolls were down. I checked the group chat. I was like, everybody's sick.
It was me, Artesia, and Ryan, and we were down the fuck.
Wow, dang. Not the sashimi. I was fine. Yeah, I don't know.
It was the last night. I think we also just drank.
Yeah,
I mean, we drank so much, and I remember it was just like bottles, and then we got back and. Like, it was so bad. It was at the point our flight was so late, and I'm already pissed off, and I guess we took, like, a jet. Mind you, I missed the first flight going out there, so I had to buy a whole new flight. On the way back. Oh,
yeah, you came in a day late.
Yeah. Also on the way back.
I felt so bad.
Yeah, I was just like, it was one of those things. I was just like, that little boy on Twitter that just be like.
I felt so bad for you.
I was like,
because she was ready.
I was so ready. And. JetBlue, they was doing some shit, wouldn't let me on with like two bags, and like at one point my friend had to come up and kind of save the day because I think she saw that I was the lady. The flight attendant was like, we're gonna have to evacuate everyone off the plane. I was like, you're doing too much. Mind you, it's 11 p.m at night, I'm on sunglasses, and I was like, you're doing way too much.
Why did they have to evacuate?
Because my friend had my bag, and she's like, I can't go get it. And I was like, well, what's another solution? Like, she just was being honestly ridiculous. I'm also, it's coming out of this way and that way. So I can't even, if I'm not sitting down, I'm not okay. Yeah. Like I didn't eat for 2 days. So I go to the back, he figures it out. And I'm like, if you just wanted the money, you should have said that. And I was like, fuck JetBlue. I only fly Delta. And then I just hobble back with my shitty ass to the back. I was in the back of the
Medallion
plane.
Medallion mommy.
I was in the back of the plane. Child, something happened.
I literally feel the same way every time I don't fly Delta. I'd be like, this is why I fucking only fly Delta. I'd be
every
so mad.
Every time I do another airline, I'm always reminded of why we go Delta.
Baby, I almost passed out on that flight. So then I'm sitting there trying to brace myself. And I was like, if they have to land the flight because of my stupid ass. So I was standing between the two things like this. I was like, I just literally bubbled up. I'm bumping into everything. They was like, look. I passed out in the row. At this point, I'm dripping. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Make sure nobody sees me. Because I was about to crawl to my seat. Because I was like, you're not stopping this plane. I need to get home. And I'm okay.
I'm dying, but I'm okay. Just get me there.
My friend was at the front.
Uh-huh.
I was at the front holding it down at the front bathroom, and I was in the back. Like, I mean, I had to open. Wow. I was sitting in the toilet and had to open up a little vent, and was just like,
those be the worst when it's hot in there. Like, why is it hot?
I almost took off my pants. I mean, I was drenched.
Why is it hot?
The couple across me was just like, looking at me, I was like, mind your fucking business. Fuck. I don't want to stop this plane.
Shitty
my bronchitis can't take this.
It was so bad. Oh, it was so bad. It was, yeah.
What?
And that's why I said I didn't eat for 2 days. My friend said she lost weight.
Did you lose weight?
I don't think so. I literally did not eat for 2 days. And when I did eat, I had toast. Like,
wow.
Your stomach be looking real cute after a stomach virus, child.
Really, really cute.
That's what I was hoping, but like I said, I think mine was.
I had one a long time. Thank the Lord. I'm going to pray on that because I don't need that right now.
It was literally the worst. Like my other friend, she was in the baggage claim, like laid out on the curb.
Artesia?
Yes. Oh, we were down bad.
Oh my God.
It was bad. It was really, really. It was like you had a hangover.
Yeah.
come on, Mexico. Viva la Mexico. I said that on the boat, and everybody was looking at me like, bitch.
Can you say that? Y'all was like, she can say that.
I was like, I can't say that. Long live Mexico, no?
It's fine.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. You're visiting.
Right.
Thank you. I was enjoying myself.
I'm not saying it, but you're visiting.
I'm dead. Now you're not saying it. Yeah, I would love another trip, though. I don't have anything else planned for the duration of the year.
I mean, we're going to go to L.A.
Yeah, I mean, like a real trip.
Okay.
I get you. A vacation. She don't count, no shade.
No, she don't count.
She's like going to New York.
Yeah.
Literally. I don't. But with a little palm tree.
That's it. I don't know. Yeah. The summer is just, she's not summering. She's not slapping.
This was kind of a whack summer. I said all of that to say, all of that summer talk.
Yeah, she
I didn't really enjoy my summer. You did.
Chilling now.
We had a good time.
Maybe once I get some sleep and I can like think properly.
I mean, you know, spent a little money, went on some trips, saw some friends and family.
That's because you went on multiple trips. So
yeah, I had multiple weddings and trips. My man's birthday, my birthday, our anniversary. Yeah. Oh, we did a staycation. We stayed here in New York for our anniversary.
Didn't y'all do that last year or the year before? Yeah, that's y'all like your little thing.
But
that's cute.
Year, we did an LES this year.
Okay.
Which was cute because, I mean, we go to LES, you know, hang out with pianos, go to Ludlow House, the full thing. And Verlaine, shout out to Verlaine. Love that place. But it's different when you're like staying there. And what I realized is that LES comes alive at night. Like I would walk Oliver in the daytime and it'd just be me and him.
Yeah.
Nobody's down
like,
there.
I was like,
I only know that
crazy?
From working down there. Yeah.
It was like everything was closed. Trying to find breakfast was like a to do because everything was closed.
Yeah. She's a nighttime move.
But our hotel was cute. Mr. Purple was on the rooftop.
So oh, cute. Did y'all run into Rihanna while y'all were down there frolicking in the LES?
You know, that's where she stays downtown. She doesn't come uptown at all. So
of course not. Shout out to Stephanie. Okay. She's so 14 below.
Okay. Okay. So 14 below.
So where is what when people are trying to find, like, where does she be at, Rihanna? That is,
she's always like LES Soho area. Okay. Is where she
ain't
like,
she's staying at the let me not put my sis saying. Business all
but
out there,
but I feel like I heard somebody.
I feel like I heard somebody say that she was staying at I can't think of it. It's on the Bowery or
the Bond Bowery Street
Hotel. Bowery Hotel.
I don't get why people stay there. I think
maybe there's a like a penthouse situation that's really fire. I don't know. Maybe that's
why. They always have like, I used to work around the corner from there, and
you
so
sure did.
I would do lunch there. But I don't. Yeah, I never got in. Like people always stay there. I just don't
but
get
like
it.
It's central like central to old. Downtown. If you want, like,
I don't get it either,
area.
Though. But I don't.
But I don't
I,
even
yeah.
think if I got money, I don't care about
nothing.
Yeah, central.
I wouldn't
want
to. Yeah,
that's not a thing.
That's nothing. Yeah, like especially I don't know. Yeah,
but yeah, we thought
just,
we were gonna see her the night of when we celebrate our anniversary because we went to this restaurant that she frequents with Rocky. And
what restaurant is that?
I ain't even gonna give it to the people because
okay.
it's actually a cute spot. So
oh, okay.
I don't need to be seeing everybody.
Tell me, off, tell me off air.
I will
tell
y'all
off air.
On our IG and Twitter if you follow us on the Oprah Rose Show.
Can we go to dinner tonight? Can we go
there? We can go there. Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
I'm like, where is it?
And so we went to said place, which was like really cute, you know. You know, they put us upstairs. Upstairs is really nice. They're playing Rihanna while we're in the restaurant. I was
of
like,
course.
Oh, she might be on her way here. So we were like there for a while and then we just like left because we wanted to keep the night going and not necessarily stay there. But the place turns into a club on the bottom floor at night.
I know exactly. I think I know what you're talking about.
A
fairly a newer
crazy.
Place, right?
It's newer.
Okay,
it's
I know what you're talking about.
So we like left and kept going. Why did she come like 30 minutes later?
She did that in Miami though. Her
wow.
and Rocky, we did a party in Miami for Rolling Loud, and I think they were in the wrong spot. But and oddly enough, even my homeboy was across the way because the way it's set up, like you don't really have to see the whole club. And then she came. After, like, I left, and literally, like, 10 minutes after I left, her and Rocky came.
That's how exactly how it happened. And then I saw it happening on Instagram. I was like, wow.
I like felt like that was what happened with her in LA and Giorgio Baldi.
Yeah, I like them together.
They're cute together. Like, I haven't ever seen her be very expressive in love with somebody and, like, be with this person all the time, all day. Like, it was actually really, really nice to see. You know, they're just hanging out in Chinatown and going to the
that.
Bodega. Just that go to the
she
bodega.
She seems happy. I'm happy for her.
Love it.
I'm.
Yeah. I mean, people on the socials aren't really here for it.
No, I'm definitely not here for it, but I'm happy. Yeah, like, but if like she's it. Happy, people on the socials ain't here I'm for happy her. For her, but I just think she could do better. Those are just my thoughts.
I'm like the only black woman that likes Rocky.
What do you like? Him. What do you like about Rocky?
He's cool, but I just don't. He just not I, it like, no more.
And I think just because I'm like such a fan,
I'm listening.
I just think that they're like creatively together. Like they can balance each other. I think it's like a fun little relationship. I think it's gonna be like a forever thing. No, but I feel like they're both their level of creativity.
You say you don't think it's gonna be a forever thing?
No, I don't see Rihanna.
Oh yeah, well,
what I found out recently is that someone on his like mother's side is like Bajan. So from Barbados.
Yeah.
So
oh,
it was
yeah,
like
yeah.
that part is included in it too. Like, oh, you're from
cute.
Where I'm from.
Yeah. And also, that's yeah.
Also, he don't have no kids.
I think Rocky is fine. Like,
he's
I know
fine
people,
as
like,
hell.
He's fine.
But he's also cute. A known sex addict. So I'm like, what the hell? He spoke about that before
for
previously.
Real?
Yeah.
A sex addict.
Being a sex addict.
I guess
yeah.
Everybody gonna have something.
Fucking all these bitches and stuff. So that's why it doesn't seem like long lasting, but. If she's happy,
that's
I'm happy for
matters,
her.
Right.
Yeah, I also
Rocky
can't get past those layaway ad out of home advertisements mm-hmm. that I see him on in L.A.
Okay.
To me, it's giving cheap.
What is it, the Klarna or something like that?
Yeah, it's
well,
giving
I mean,
cheap.
You know,
but
your
I
need
I get
to
it.
Use something to be able to buy these pieces. You can't go on.
Yeah, because somebody else said that.
Brothers.
I'm actually not mad at that little partnership because one, I'm like they probably threw a bag. It's not like a
yeah,
Marshall's
they threw a bag.
I would take Marshall's coin.
You said what?
I would take Marshall's
not
coin.
Not an ASAP Rocky. It's like.
Right. It's just that, like the. Not. I think the kind of bags that you take start to become telling about your career. And that is literally the only thing that
you.
I'm referencing.
You
got to like,
remember, though, these
but if she
people
is happy,
not performing and on tour right now. They need a little something in the party.
I mean, he's
right,
headlining a few
right.
festivals, but yeah, he has not put out any music in like three or four years. I think that.
Get that bag.
I think that collab album is actually the last thing that they put out. ASAP Mob project.
I mean,
well, maybe he working on his separately, she working on her separately, and they working on something together. It's giving Jay-Z and Beyonce
everything
aesthetics.
Is love,
but cooler.
It's much cooler,
definitely cooler.
They be out every night. Like it's also wild to me that somebody on her celebrity status level
mm-hmm.
just be hanging out at a 24-hour diner, a bodega,
and
all
love
these
that.
That's
love
important.
That's what I'm saying. And I, to me, I think I it like it like. I don't know, because obviously I don't know their relationship, mm-hmm. but, like, at the end of the day, Rocky's still, like, a very hood Harlem nigga, and it kind of, like, balances her out, like, okay, you're one of us, you're one of the people, like,
right.
Rihanna would not be in Barcade when she was dating that billionaire, like, it's still very, like,
right.
of the people,
of the
if
people
you will.
On the ground.
So that's why I'm, like, I'm always, like, I like it.
I don't know. I mean, I do like that aspect as well. Like, he definitely, it's, like, spice to it, too. Like,
he's still hood? I don't know.
Rocky, yes. Yes, absolutely. Like, as like all types of like stories and like months ago. Yes.
I just absolutely. Feel like if you've been rich for longer than 10 years, you can't really hold on to that hood aesthetic.
I disagree, especially rap.
Ghetto.
And like.
Ghetto, absolutely. Now, hood is like a lifestyle. Like, you still live in the projects. You still live in, like, you're still struggling. You still are not financially capable to me.
Okay.
But ghetto, it's okay. like, ghetto is like, you just.
Don't
it ain't
be
no change
by
in
the
that.
Rocks I that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block.
I'm
used to
like,
have a little,
different.
Now I have a lot.
Yeah.
not. Don't be fooled by the box that I
is
got.
Is he still in the Harlem projects? Like,
no.
That's what I want to know. Because
I mean,
to me,
I think
that's
it's also like the other people also that you're around. So I'm sure there's multiple friend groups, but like there are some of like there is still some of that like. Sheck West is still in the hood. Like, is still pulling up, playing basketball. Like, in the hood. Now, Sheck West is obviously no Rocky.
I said
also.
10 years.
And
we've
Rocky,
been rich for 10
well,
years.
I think, but also, Rocky's always kind of also been on. So, like, even when he, that very, very first video, the
peso.
Purple peso.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they had that, like, he was still always that nigga in Harlem that would come down to LES. Like, so I don't even think his situation wasn't even necessarily like a... You know, I'm from the slums, but like I'm that nigga in Harlem. So I'm now that I have money,
he's still
all
that nigga in Harlem.
Exacerbated.
I don't
like,
know.
I'm
that's
that
I'm really
nigga.
Just question. I'm wondering.
I'm just saying in general. I have no idea. I don't live in Harlem. I have no idea who the nigga in Harlem.
I would like to see.
But
him
I think
in
he's like Who, Rocky? Oh, yeah, he's probably.
Yeah, because I feel like people just be holding on to that hood thing. And it's like, that ain't your life no more.
I literally was waiting for a photo or video of Reed like being in Harlem.
Remember when he was wearing the whole like babushka and wearing. Mm-hmm. That's just like somebody sliced his face open from some other shit. Like, this, like so the crowd that you're around, like, that wasn't a fashion statement. Somebody sliced his face open. Like, that was a year and a half ago. That's some hood shit. Like, that. Like, so that's what I'm saying. I think, like, the company, it's not like it's just like. Completely Hollywood Hills. Mm-hmm. Like, you had a fucking $150 on your face. Like, that ain't no Hollywood shit.
What's a $150?
A cut.
That's what that's a referral to that?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all hood. Speaking of hood.
I did not know what that means.
I've never heard that term for that.
You're like,
hood.
But rich.
Again, that's where
I can still go to my hood, baby. I can still go.
That's where they came from. He just made it a fashion thing.
I can go to anybody hood, basically. Okay.
I don't want to go to
MLK Boulevard. I'm good on any MLK Boulevard.
She good.
I'm dead. I think we sing a lyric from that project every time we record.
From Everything Is Love.
That's so random.
Such a great album. Such a great album. And then you were singing J-Lo earlier. All these celebrity couples, they're just tiring. I really don't be giving a fuck about none of them.
J-Lo and Ben, though. You want to talk about Spin the Block?
Same. Yeah,
like... I don't even want to talk about her, actually. Like, it's actually, like, she's so annoying.
She's
like,
kind of toxic.
She's chaotic as hell.
She's kind of toxic.
Like, my good Leo kinda. Sister. Yeah, like, I get it. Because I am a queen of Spin the Block.
Well, A-Rod's like, still crying somewhere. Yeah,
and she's completely moved on. And that's, like, as queen of Spin the Block, like, I get it. But, like... From 10 years ago or something like that?
Oh, yeah. This is like 15.
Yeah, I think she's like...
Yeah, weird.
This is like 2-3 boyfriends before that we know of.
And then all her kids be with all these niggas. It's giving... That is giving ghetto.
But I think that also probably makes it easier to spin the block because the kids already knew him. Now, granted, they didn't know
They didn't know him.
No, they didn't. They never met Ben.
They know, but she's like, I know your body. Like, I know your body. I know how you are because I've been with you for so long.
Oh, my God.
It's just easier. If you really think about it, I mean, I don't have no damn kids. I don't know.
Child.
But like, I know you, like, I already know your family. Like, I already just, know.
How old
this.
Are her kids? Like, 7? They're not, they can't be 10.
I think they're, they might
are
be.
Are they 10?
Close to it.
Yeah, I think they might be.
Because they're twins.
Yeah, right? Twins. Mm-hmm. Mark Anthony.
She just took her kids and his kids, and they all went to go see Hamilton the other day.
Hamilton's still playing? I thought Broadway was done.
It's open, limited.
Oh, it's like it was a thing of the past.
Shout out to the Broadway
that
being able to open
the worst play I have ever seen in my life.
I've
also.
Never seen it.
No,
it was on the Disney Plus channel.
Still wouldn't watch it.
Yeah,
I attempted, and I was wondering like why I think it was like a whole year that I was trying to get tickets when it was like horrible. The tickets was $1,000 a ticket and shit.
You just wanted to see what the hype was about.
I did. I really did. But I also enjoy Broadway. So I was like, oh my God, like I got to see this. And then I watched really it on the Disney Plus. And I was like, oh wait, they was going up for this.
People love it. I don't like musicals. Like I like Broadway, but
I love that
musicals.
Shit.
I hate musicals. Like I couldn't watch La La Land.
Me either. I literally do. I mean, the curtains drew.
I'm
back.
Like, I want to be in a musical. Oh, like I can't wait.
It was horrible.
Just raining and just
somebody
jump
bring
into
me
song.
On. Yes.
Yeah. I
girl, get
I was on Guys and Dolls in high school.
I'm dead.
Yes.
No. I love it. I didn't know you were also singing when you were in high school.
I mean, not really. Like, I really just played. I wasn't in chorus, but yeah, I would do musicals.
Yes.
I hate them. Like, I felt bad because my ticket, I was like, somebody could, this was one, a lot of money. Two, somebody could have seen it that actually, I mean, like, I was snoring. Like, that's how much I was asleep. Like, knocked out. Yeah.
Well, even at least you went for the culture.
Enchanting. What's the one with the Wicked.
Wicked.
Yeah, Wicked.
Knocked out.
Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because your sister Ryan loves it.
She this is
like, she's seen
with.
It like
she
multiple
them.
Times
yeah,
kind of thing.
I mean like slump, like because every year for her birthday we would go to see a play because she loves musicals. And every year it got to the point one year I said I'm not even going.
don't
after Hamilton
save
I
your
said,
money.
Save it. I don't
I'll meet
go.
Y'all at Carmine's
Literally,
for dinner after.
I will meet you at dinner after. Save your money. I'm not going.
I saw the Donna Summer's musical on Broadway. That was actually really good.
Now Motown was
and
fire.
And then Motown
was
amazing.
So good.
Yeah,
Donna Summers is my baby father adopted aunt randomly.
Wait,
yeah, I know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He was chilling in Germany.
And Donna Summer had a play also. I just didn't even
know. She had a play. Yeah.
Oh, I want to see Tina Turner.
And then Tina came after Donna.
Yeah, I had tickets for my mother to go see Tina, and then COVID happened.
Yeah, because it was
so
like
that right just at, got like pushed January, back. Did that ever happen?
Which one?
Tina.
It always only opened for like 3 months, I think, or something like that before COVID happened.
Wow.
But it's back open now.
Oh, it is?
Broadway's open now. Yeah.
Oh, I thought
it's just like limited audience
got
kind
it.
Of thing.
Okay. I do want to see. Like, as long as I know the songs and it's black songs, I'm down. Like, one in Hamilton. I needed closed caption.
I needed closed caption for that, too. I completely understand you for Hamilton.
Could not under. It was
completely
it was
understand
bad.
You like, for that. Yeah.
And then, you know, black women, we are going up for Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. It's like,
I'm not included in that.
I get it. I don't. I mean,
I'm happy for them, but I didn't understand that. And I saw that that seems to be a thing. And I was just
like such a thing. And I was like,
I don't get it. But
some people were like, he been fine. And she just
but I'm happy,
so happy
for them.
Yeah,
she got him on a plane and shit.
Yep,
that was
got
big.
Him on the plane.
That was big.
But
I mean,
that is big though.
Hell yeah! Ain't no motherfucker getting me on no motherfucking plane after I lived through a plane crash. Yeah. I just don't.
That was like a big deal, and honestly. People forget.
But yeah, I forgot about that.
I mean, yeah, and then his friend who also survived,
mm-hmm.
basically like committed suicide because of that happening.
Anxiety.
Really? Yeah, DJ AM.
He went back on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Really? Because I don't even think it. I forgot about it. I remember. Because
it was like a year or so after.
No, I think it was longer. I think longer? It was longer. Okay. Yeah. It was much longer after, which was why it was kind of like wow, like that was still affecting him and people didn't know.
Wow. Yeah, just because you moved on, my nigga, told me not to.
But yeah, shout out to Travis Barker is like a legend.
Yeah, shout out to him. And it's kind of crazy because he looks... I mean, obviously, I haven't seen him without his clothes on, but like he was burned really badly and he had all these surgeries. And I don't know that I could tell. Like now looking at him.
He got it covered with the tattoos.
Oh. Yeah.
He always had them.
But okay. Yeah, he just got them like, you
redone
know.
Redone enough. Okay.
Who was he with before?
Blink 182?
No, sorry. Relationship.
Oh,
wise.
He was on a TV show. Yeah. What's the name?
Shannon Mochler. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, because I remember they had their little son, and he was so cute, and he was eating asparagus. That's like literally the only thing I remember.
Why am I not? And I'm like, who? Where? What?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what I was thinking about was Nick and Jessica. Okay,
it was literally.
We really don't have those shows anymore, like any of that stuff. I mean, MTV. No. I don't know what they show on there besides
ridiculousness. That's like. Oh, they brought back MTV Cribs.
Oh, they did.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it online only?
No, because I watched it. Like I think I watched it on Hulu or one of them like streaming apps recently, literally last week. I saw Big Sean House.
I'm dead.
But he had already did it for Architectural Digest.
Oh, well, I ain't seen him in Architectural Digest, but I've seen him on MTV Cribs.
Like, why are you doing that?
Feng Shui is Feng Shui, duh.
Because he had bought, it was somebody else's house.
Slash's house. Yeah, because he left his little boom
sex
boom
room
downstairs.
In the basement,
yeah.
Right. He turned into like a theater or something.
How did
he
still know left of it?
Because I watched the Architectural Digest one.
There's a show? I thought there was magazine.
They have a YouTube series of in this home or something like that where different celebrities show their home.
Oh,
like the most recent
so
one was Adam Levine and his wife and showing their house in LA. But they do it with a lot of people.
I'm obsessed with people's houses in LA.
But check out
the
YouTube for Architectural Digest because they've been doing a good job of it in like the last like 2 or 3 years.
Y'all know what I be watching. I don't. This is so weird, but Flipping Virgins, it's this HGTV show.
And you're like, I've seen it once, but I'm not.
Shout out to Egypt because I don't know if it's her or if it's just the fact that maybe I just need
to flip a
fucking house.
Yeah, especially from HGTV. I think it's so interesting that she's
It's so good. Yeah, she got like 7 seasons of the show on there, and it's so good. And it's all in Atlanta, and they just be buying these little houses for 30, 40. 50, 60 and flipping them and I watch it every time. Yeah. I'll be like, ooh, yes.
I love HGTV. So yeah. Love it. Like, love.
I just sit and watch and be like, I wish.
No, well, Selling Sunset, literally. I cannot wait till that shit comes back. Like, cannot fucking wait till, what's her name, Chrishell?
Chrishell.
Child, I can't wait till that shit comes back.
With her and one of the twins?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can't remember what, I mean, they look, I don't know when twins look exactly alike, but also act alike. Those two brothers look also and act alike.
Don't even care to know their names, if I'm being completely honest. Do not know the difference. Do not even know one of their names, but besides the rest of the people.
Do you watch Silent Sunset? Mm-mm. Yeah, because sis was real quiet over there.
I don't know nothing about those white people over there.
I was looking at you to help
sorry.
Me describe the twins, and you was like, real quiet.
And I was like, don't know, don't care.
Don't got nothing to give.
I know. The only shit I watch really is on TV at this point. And then like Power and... Or, you know, whatever, Raising Kanan, which I'm about to be done with that. I've realized I only watch own, like, I haven't watched a Netflix show in forever. I had to fall off that damn BET show with them damn stupid ass twins. Like,
oh, not really BET Presents me. The Encore.
Yeah, it just, it was so, yeah, everybody every episode was so redundant.
Are they aware that nobody likes them? I'm curious. Like, I literally haven't seen one positive comment about them.
Well, I mean, also they filmed it before people saw it. It wasn't like live, so they had no idea. But they, I'm sure when the women started leaving the house, y'all know it's because of y'all. Come on.
But
now.
And that's what I'm saying. It just got so redundant and they would never, they always play the victim. And
yeah,
I was like,
they
weren't
owning up to what they were doing. They were literally bullying the woman from 702. Like, yeah, y'all were bullies.
Yeah.
Like, and y'all need to cut some fucking layers in your hair. Like, then that got on my nerves. They had them heavy ass wigs. I just wanted to go in.
I know
and,
your
like,
neck hurt, girl.
Yeah, I just wanted to go in and cut some long
I know
layers.
Your neck is hot.
They ain't never got their ass beat before, clearly. I could not understand how no one. Well, Nivea got real, real close to slapping
back
one of them.
Back up off me. Don't come up off me.
And they got real cute.
Don't come up off me.
I don't know what that was. Nivea had a little. She just like snapped.
She was relaxed. She had like a moment from her little Coke binges that she
was. I don't want nobody in here. I don't want these cameras.
She snapped. I was like,
well,
what's happening?
To set the
she
scene,
also got three kids. Yeah, you never know. Just
Nivea is the only one who was never in a girl group. She was the only person in the house who was a singer in her own right. And in that moment in particular, she was standing up for LaMisha from 702, where it was like, Misha is going back and forth with the twins and talk about her wig. She talked about one of the twins' wigs. And one of the twins was like, are we talking about
wigs? And I
was
about to say, and no shame, she could not talk about wigs. She could not talk about nobody's wig.
Right. It was like, you're right, but also sis.
Your wig is
your shit is a horrid.
I think we talked about them before, but I don't know what they were on before. That's just not regular... aging the two sisters from 702. I really don't believe, and then and they lived in Vegas
and they're black, so like, it was
that was not regular.
Giving a little drug bingy
something,
you know. I'm not even going there. So what happened is that, you know, Nivea was taken up for the two of them, and they the scene before that, they were having like this round table, you know, discussion in front of the fire around talking about things that happened in their career that they wanted to like burn or like not think about. And
I did see that.
Mm-hmm. And so Nivea's she was like holding on to this rose from her mother's funeral, where it was like her mother's gone now. So she needed to give this to the fire to know, to just let it go and be like, she's fine and she's gone now. And so she needed a moment to herself. The girls kept coming out, checking on her. You know, Pamela would sit next to her, but she wouldn't touch her. But, you know what Pamela was on. She ain't touching nobody. And that was that part. And then literally an hour later, the girls are talking about each other and arguing over the music.
Oh, I don't think I realized
so
that.
So it was like, she's trying to protect LaMisha and like, y'all need to chill. Do y'all realize what y'all saying to her is making her act like this? And so Nivea was like, y'all not even listening to me. Fuck it, I'm out. And so she went to her room and started like packing and was just like in her room. You know, when people be over dramatic, had they left her alone, she probably would have not left.
Yeah.
And just was like, I'm doing this to be like, if y'all do this again, I'm really out this time.
Yeah.
And instead, the twins came in the room and was like, hey, Nivea, why are you leaving? And then once they came in, she was like, I told y'all no cameras in here. And then
It
was like
a
whole situation that I do have to break down as to why she like flipped out like
that. Yeah, I definitely don't watch that. Like, just watch it. It's just like background noise. So
obviously, I'm like into
all
it.
Of this. I literally,
I'm into it.
I never even saw the.
It was
scene.
A good show until the tail end when everybody left and it became Survivor. Yeah, and I did not want to watch off the strength of them because they sucked. And by the time we got to the last episode with the show, I didn't care. I definitely did not listen to that album. I had no, I did not care.
You know, if I could say this, I will give the MVP award to Shamari.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we love Shamari.
I feel like Shamari was literally the best dancer, the best singer. She didn't get into no trouble with nobody. Yeah. She came there for a goal to, you know, want to be in a group again and sing again and perform and all that and show her husband. And she did that. And I will give her flowers.
Give her a peach back, Atlanta.
Hell no. I hated her on Housewives. No,
she could be a friend.
I hated her in Housewives. I hated her character in Housewives. I liked her so much better on Encore. No, do not. Bravo was right. Bravo, you got something right. Don't give her no damn peach.
Bravo said.
No, she was. Oh, she was such
with no explanation. She didn't do nothing wrong.
She was. She just didn't have any value. She had zero value. Like zero.
She just was drunk everywhere. But that was entertaining to me.
She added, like, at least my girl on Potomac, the Mia. Former strip Mia, like, I actually like, I feel like she adds a little bit of, like, spice.
She is.
I like Mia. I like Mia. I need her to chill out on this boss bitch shit because it really is just like, sis.
Yeah.
I'm a boss. Sis, please. I own six different locations.
You got those gifted. Like and he taught you how to run the books. Okay.
Also,
like,
you, yeah, I
please.
Need you to stop. Like,
he's
bitch,
my, I need you to stop.
My, what
girl.
I need you to understand is he's my husband.
Like,
it's not gifted.
That is when they went to Williamsburg.
Right. Like, he wrote it in the wheel. Okay, girl.
To get it together.
Yes.
Like, also, and this is no shade. Why does Ashley still live in that damn 2-bedroom apartment? Where's all them kids going?
You know,
oh,
it's
that's
funny.
A good observation.
Me and Aunt were just talking, 6'6 Poppy, we're just talking about that because what you also realize is that they never film anywhere else but that damn
that
living
room.
Oh, yeah.
And everything is in the living room.
All the
so
fucking kids
shit in that living room.
Yeah, don't y'all got money? Why y'all ain't moved out of the city yet?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
With two babies?
With two
babies, one that's walking, and they literally.
Maybe that's
film
the storyline for next season, child.
Them, I mean, they need a house like Candace's child. Candace got up; she got her own house.
I can actually imagine living
with her husbander, husbander. You know, yeah. Wendy dresses like she. Wendy got her body done. Only shops at Forever 21 now.
Wendy, I done seen more of your body in the last 1 month than I have all year.
She really does dress like. I hate the way Wendy dresses now. Like, I absolutely hate it. I don't even know what I want her to wear.
Who is this new Wendy?
She really is a brand new Wendy. Like, selling candles
and shit. I'm not mad at it. It is. It was like, that was what you always wanted to do, but you had to come in and you had to be like, oh, I got all these 80 million degrees.
Yeah. And I think because she came in like that, and now you literally are the complete
opposite.
But
I support her in saying, like, she's not a monolith. And that's cool. I get that.
I'm sorry. What was the SAT word?
Monolith.
Mm. Not an SAT word.
She isn't.
I'm going to put that in my
and she's right. Like, so many people are put in a box. You know, she shouldn't have to be put in a box. But it is
but
a little,
like
it's a little jarring.
It is,
but I support
her.
Herself,
I feel like she put herself in that box also. She did not come on that. And granted, it's Housewives.
I mean,
not
she
come
had,
on that
had a
show,
three,
like,
3 month old baby. Like, what is the expectation? What would she have done? Like, if she wanted,
on,
if she wanted
like,
to show her body, she couldn't because she had a postpartum body.
I don't think it's that. To me, she came on like, I'm better than everybody on this show because I have all these degrees. It didn't have anything to do with all
and
that.
And now she's better than everybody on the show because
she
got new titties.
Came in on the show, bro. Okay. What else would she have used on the first season? What other than having a new baby?
Just be normal. Like,
sorry,
she,
it don't
she
work that
this
way.
Reality
it,
TV.
It don't
babe.
Work that
she
way.
Came, she came.
It was
in,
not likable.
Like,
I agree with you. Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm better than all of you because I have X many degrees. And she said it. It wasn't even like, okay, I got this.
That's
and that
their culture,
it.
Though.
I,
that's
I
how
I
all of them Nigerian
many.
People with the mad
that's
degrees the, act, though.
Yes,
no shade. Love to them because that's how they do.
You got
to
think about like where they're like, where they're situated. Like,
maybe
DC
I gotta get
is
our,
that.
Our good
but
sis
like,
Maine will never not tell us that she is from PG County, Maryland, the richest black, upperly mobile neighborhood in the United
there,
States. She never lets us forget it.
You're going
that
to
is like,
people.
That's their air.
Where does she, but where, because where, remember, she lives far. Like,
yeah.
When they showed that map, like, she also doesn't even live in PG.
Well,
she's
I was just
Potomac.
Painting, like, the aesthetic of that group of
yeah.
black
that people
in
okay.
that in that area. Like, they are very, they
this
just,
is what
that's
I
what
do.
They do.
Yeah, I think, I'm gonna be honest. I don't really like anyone on Potomac, so there's also that.
Really,
I think
you don't like the Grand Dame?
Yeah, the Grand Dame. I mean, if I had to pick someone, but I'm not. I really don't like any of the characters on Potomac. Like,
what? How dare
I'm
her.
Good. Like, I'm literally
Robin's
good.
Cool.
I like Juan.
Oh hell,
I like,
nah.
The only person, my favorite character is Juan Dixon. If we're being honest, that is my favorite character on Real Housewives of Potomac.
I mean, he fine. Shit, I
like,
get
Robin,
it.
Like, Robin, why are you still there? She adds beyond Lord. Blonde, she adds no value.
None.
But well, being like Robin's right now, lackey, I mean, Giselle's like.
She's adding a very real conversation around having depression because of COVID.
Now. Yeah. But she's been on there for like but seven like, seasons.
Like, that's like a thing in the room that no one talks about any of these shows while they're filming during COVID.
Yeah.
Is that that's like a real thing to be able to like going through something mentally because you're in it and no one else is talking about it but Robin, but that's all she got. But like still,
that's all she got. It's like she was like, ooh, you know what? No one is talking about this. This is going to be my angle.
I'm actually very shocked she's still on there, honestly.
Yeah, it's because of Giselle. It's only because of Giselle.
Very.
Yeah, the and Green Giselle, Eye Bandits just, need to tag
green
team.
Eye Bandit. She's like the Kenya of the show, and it's
she
really
is. Oh, she
my
is.
Nerves. It's such really getting Kenya. On my nerves.
She keeps that check, hun. T.
I haven't seen the latest episode. I have to actually catch. I think I might be down. I might be behind two.
Please catch up.
Oh yeah, she's not likable at all.
Yeah,
no. Candace is attempting really hard to be likable. I will never like her.
I don't
give a fuck about Ashley, girl.
At all.
So y'all,
it's
know
really.
Why.
I stand Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And this is a very good season.
That is the cast. That is the creme de la creme. That is where I aspire to be. Give me 10 years, and I'll be on that show there as a cast, as a friend of the cast.
Okay.
I'm so glad you started watching it. It really is.
It's
kind
so
of like
good.
One of the better ones.
I mean, they're really housewives, and I think even this season is very. Deep in a sense, just because of what's going on with Erica Jane and her husband.
I think she's lying.
I mean, she's obviously not telling everything, but she's in an open litigation, so it's only you can only say but so much.
Yeah, but how? I mean, all this stuff about like the Tom stuff and all this and that, and I get it. You probably have to do that, but I'm like, girl, you was on the phone with Tom last night.
You know, you be talking at this every day.
I mean, you didn't. I'm sorry. She like you had this millionaire husband. You can't just move out from his house and you no longer talk to him for months at a time.
And then it's, like, somebody pointed out that she was like, I don't talk to him at all. And then she's like, well, I talked to him last night. Like all of her stories kind of go back and forth. And
you know what happened 3 years ago with the accident?
That 3 years ago he just started getting manic. No, bitch, he was robbing them little kids 10 years ago, bitch.
And
you out here with diamonds. Like, please. Yeah.
No, and then what hurts the case for them is that she was on the show where they literally in court can show him buying her these lavish gifts.
Yeah.
I will say the one thing I dislike how she's like, I'm out here with nothing. I have nothing. Girl, you stop. Stop it.
In comparison to what you had, you got a little bit, but you ain't out here with nothing.
Like, she really acts like
you still
like,
live really well.
Getting out the mud. I think they said that. I really need you to stop.
New Louis off the fucking runway.
Yeah, like,
look.
Stop. You just can't probably hop on a personal a PJ. Like,
You got to just fly Delta One. Like, oh my God, your life is so
fucked.
And
allegedly, she's dating Scooter Braun, so you're going to be back on a PJ. Like, she's fine. Like, it's stop. I need you to stop. Like, stop.
I mean, they said the house she's living in, the rent is $8,000 a month.
Exactly. Like, she has a pool in her little, like,
right. She was saying, like, it was, like, so modest. Like,
She was.
It was the house.
Like, oh, my God, I had to turn her room into a closet. Like, but you have a whole pool in, like, Brentwood.
A heated pool in Brentwood.
Child, good night. Good night, Erica Jane. I ain't buying it. I hope they, I hope you secured your assets, girl.
I can't.
And them offshore accounts.
I cannot. And then with the new Issa Rae show, I have to get into that. I know you started that.
I did start it. I don't know that it's worth getting into. Sweet Life. I mean, I say visit it, but
yeah,
I just don't.
Just 'cause it's Issa.
Yeah, of course. And I'll watch the whole season, even if it's background noise. I just don't. I don't care about any of them. Anything the little kids is talking about, but. I love, like, watching for the local view because they really do a good job of shooting, like, south of L.A.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But ain't no gay people on it.
And that would,
honestly,
that was a miss. That could have been a really, really, because they probably would have brought all the shit we was looking for.
And not even that, but it's just like, come on now, Issa, it's 2021. We know the girls run L.A. a little bit. Like, you could
get one. A
lot of
it, yeah.
Actually, one of the guys in it, sorry, I'm not even going to describe what he looks like. I thought he was queer, and he kissed a girl. I was like, "Oh, you're not."
I was a little questionable. He's giving me questioning too, but he's giving me questioning vibes.
You know, I shouldn't have to be guessing that. It should be somebody on there that
it should
is,
be somebody that, who's that,
not
like,
necessarily
yeah,
a gay
standing
male.
In there.
You know, it could be anybody across the queer spectrum, but like. Somebody. Yeah.
I mean, all the TV shows are lacking representation.
I agree. Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of any show, and
I am nowhere on TV right now.
Yeah. Mm. Like, what was that? Love is Blind. And I.
Who?
What was the
on Netflix? Love is,
yeah. And then that guy Carlton, I think, was his name.
Oh, we assumed.
Well,
he
I think.
Was...
Well, that right, and I think he is. Yeah. Mm. And then I think he came out as bisexual. After like he's having a conversation with on the
them closets
recap
be deep.
Thing. Yeah, and he's like, he basically was like saying how everybody was judging him,
the
and like
be deep.
He was like flipped out.
My
on
nigga,
her.
You was on TV dating a whole girl, like them
no,
classes
he's bisexual.
Be deep.
I'm
sorry, yeah. I'm sorry to my bisexual community,
but he was saying that there's no space really for black men to be fluid, and
it's
and
not,
bisexual. And it's nope. not,
it's and not. I just, and I yep. think, and they deserve that.
Yeah,
they deserve
really
that
not.
To be, because I feel like there's so many women who say that they won't, you know. Any women of color anyway, I think white women are way more like
yeah.
cool
open,
with that.
Yeah.
But black women aren't. And I just think that's because we don't see it. We don't like, I feel like if it was presented more,
that's true.
More people would probably be open to the idea.
Like, it's not like, I mean, you know, I feel like the everyday people crowd, you can find some bi men probably there.
Yeah,
for sure.
But it's like, and I'm not saying it in that respect, but to your point, G, it's like being able to see more of that.
Yeah,
just,
because
you
don't
think
about
it.
Yeah,
more.
Think about that.
Right.
If we, let's say we did, and I'm just playing devil's advocate, if we did see it more, I also think that there's so much unconditioning that also has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that it would change. I think it's a very individual decision to say, hey, I'm accepting of this. Whether you see 15 people with it.
But you might be accepting of it if you see it, though. Like, think about all the white people who didn't like black people till they was around black people.
And they probably still don't like black people. And then they literally look at that one, their one black friend.
And I don't
want to
equate bisexuality to racism at all. Like, that's not where I'm going with it. But I think it's just in terms of, like, sometimes people are taught and think a certain thing mm-hmm. based off of a past experiences
mm-hmm.
until
yeah.
they're around someone or something where they're like, oh, this isn't what I actually thought it was. It's like, let me embrace this a bit more.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but then that's also what I'm saying. There's so much unconditioning. You know, it's the same way. There's an episode of Grown-ish, and Nomi, who's the white girl, is very much like, they said she had racist behavior. So to her, she's like, I'm this super woke white girl. I could never be racist. But she was saying comments that very much so kind of, you know, were in line with more. It was more, she was coming more so from a privileged place.
Mm.
Now, all of that like undoing that you have to do. And granted, like I said, we could see it more and it could change. But I just don't know. Like I said, you're unconditioning years and years of things mm-hmm. that you've been taught of like.
But I think seeing it maybe helps to the unconditioning factor. Because it's like you don't have a reason to not be a little bit more open to it right. based off of like what you are kind of consistently being fed.
But it also could be like,
you know,
a preference of like,
absolutely.
I, you know, and so sometimes those, sometimes preferences don't change. Of
yeah.
Like you could have somebody that's just like, I like someone yeah. that is this, that, and then that. No matter how much you see or how much mm-hmm. you've been through, I'm still going to like someone that has yeah. this, that, and that, and that, and that. Like, so that's why I'm saying, I think it's also, you know, some people are, women, like black women, they are open, completely open to that, and it's fine. And then some aren't. But to y'all's point, we don't see it at all.
Yeah, and I don't really know any black women that are, to be honest.
Yeah.
And that I think is, you know, I don't say it's an issue, but there are so many black women who are bisexual but don't give that grace to black men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just don't think that that is fair.
Women, that if there's a double standard, like that's not many for women that mm-hmm. work to and, their advantage.
And, right.
That
so
is,
so
that
I'm
is
not
the
like
one.
Standing on
yeah.
I'm
that
not standing
the
on the top of the hill saying like, you know, I feel like what's right is right, but I'm not going to say like, hey, this is the one thing that we had that isn't supportive. There's so many things that
How
aren't.
Dare you?
However, mm-hmm. I do feel like there should be some grace there. I do agree
Absolutely.
With that. There should
yeah.
be some grace there
Absolutely.
Because if I was to identify with that, that's not fair for me to say like
a man can't
be that. It's literally like you sound dumb. I mean, even if that is your preference,
right.
Even if that is your preference, you had that, you own that. I can't argue with you about that. You just sound dumb.
Yeah.
You have that ability to be fluid, but you aren't open to somebody else being able to explore that part of themselves too.
When, I mean, like, if, let's say if we have, let's say the times we've seen it. And the only other instance I think is, remember when Molly was dating the Enterprise, mm-hmm. the dude that worked at Enterprise or something like
but
that.
But he wasn't necessarily bisexual.
Right.
He
had then, one
but
experience.
Even, but even that was just like right, one experience. Right. It was like, no.
Right.
I'm all set. Like, we really, you don't
and
even
so
see.
So many people are all set, out, right. you know.
Yeah. And that was him even being vulnerable and open to say, he had no reason to tell her that.
Yeah.
Other than
yeah.
wanting to be open.
Right. Meanwhile, you know, like all, now I did stop watching Gossip Girls. I hate that fucking show. But he could be totally fluid and do, I don't even know what that man is. And he can go hop in and out of like.
Max can do anything.
Anything. Like hop in and out of people's relationships.
I'm like, let me Google this
mess
Max.
Mess up his parents' relationship.
Mess up his parents. No, he's white, but he's
white. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. I don't watch Gossip Girls,
like,
so I was trying to understand.
Going on 30.
Yeah, their lives are just so different. I can't.
They hang at Ludlow House. I think essentially where they are is Ludlow House, and they
no,
literally
but it's,
go
that's the thing.
Like,
it's supposed to be
night.
Like another. She's like, you can't go to Dumbo House, and they call it something else. It's a whole level of shit that I do not understand. I cannot watch that show anymore.
Yeah, but they're like 16, so 17, hanging out, drinking every night
with an insane amount of money, access, yeah,
access, and
yeah. And see, everything. And that's not what I want to see. And I think that that's also kind of what the Suite Life is kind of giving, like, it's like a slight privilege, you know, and I just don't care to see Baldwin Hills again. You know what I mean? But it's that adjacent, but they're a little bit more grown up.
So I never watched Baldwin Hills. So I still don't. I never watched it.
It was like a, in the background. Kind
yeah.
of
you got like three kids from the hood and then everybody else is like that. You know, their parents are wealthy or whatever or established, but then they try to like showcase these kids as established. Yeah. But who's established? Who's really established at 24 and 25? Ooh. No one.
And if you're established, is off of it's, someone else.
It's because your parents, you know, helped you.
If I were to move to LA, it would definitely be South LA though. Like, I think where G lives is like just like the perfect area.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
That whole Laramie Park, Ladera Heights. What's Adams? What is it? Adam
what? Oh, yeah, Adams. Yeah, that yeah. one is cute too.
That's where?
It's yeah. like part. Girl, that it's a
yeah,
circle.
Like some other part. Okay, yeah.
It's like a, mm-hmm. it's literally like a circle. I have a little Zillow alert just to see what's happening.
Really?
Just to see what's happening.
I was having this conversation with
$1 million minimum
with one of our friends. I was like, rent. I could actually move to Atlanta though. I would move to Atlanta.
You could.
Ooh, yeah. With them shooting in the malls, girl.
I don't be in the malls. I'm too fat. I don't be buying shit.
Shut up.
They shoot everywhere.
You're
going
to be right at Nordstrom Atlantic. Come on.
Yeah, like they shooting everywhere. I could, because that, for me, I think Atlanta is close enough for me to be able to get home very quickly. Mm-hmm. You can still get to New York. You can still go to LA.
I love Atlanta.
Yeah, I would definitely. Atlanta would be over my LA. Like, I would move to Atlanta for sure. Okay. And then LA. I'm like, I would. It's just so far.
I mean, LA is far. It's far. So far. You have a very tight knit family. I don't give a fuck about my family, so I can leave.
You're like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, mm-mm. It's just so far.
Like, y'all can come see me.
Y'all can come see me.
Y'all come and see me for once.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing though is like, even with moving, thinking about like a kid and us. Being very in the midst of this planning for this child.
Wow.
Not have, like, if we were to move to LA, like, we got G. Literally,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
That's it. Like, I don't necessarily have, like, a whole, like, setup out there.
Yeah.
A tribe to, like, help. Yeah.
And you need that.
And you kind of need it.
Yeah.
And so that goes into it, thinking of it too.
You can do it without it, but it's way more tough.
Because you're doing it now.
Yeah. A tribe would be ideal, but, you know, that wasn't my makeup. But it's doable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a tribe's way better.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of a tribe here. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, ship down a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So like, I think, yeah. And I think even, like you said, thinking of that, for me, it's that same thing of like, all right, mm-hmm. I know I got to stay on this, like, east. Right. I got to stay on this eastern seaboard.
Right.
Because it's given way easy. Everybody's side of the family is like,
and then
on
the
this
Delta
side.
Hub is in Atlanta for tea. Mm-hmm. So it's giving flights in and out every hour on
every
hour.
That's the busiest
my
airport.
Day trips. Yeah, because we're about to wrap it now. Well, with that, You know, I love me a Delta Hub, but we'll get to the quote. And the quote is, stop expecting honesty. Oops, that is not the quote. Sorry, y'all. Y'all know I be wearing the We the Urban. That was not
Girl, you look just like your mother. It's like freaking me out right now with these expressions.
Same expressions.
Same exact expressions.
You know, oh my God. You know, I'm like,
ooh, so, send her my love, child.
I shall. Oh my God. She's so animated too. You don't have to always expect the worst possible outcome. Things working out is a possibility too. You know, it's very easy. It's way easier to think negative.
It is.
I way needed easier. To receive that. Yeah. Mm.
I think way we harp easier. On the negative. Like, negative also sometimes comes in the door first. Because
sometimes, for me, yeah, that should be first and foremost.
That's the Absolutely. Thing that's like on your mind or that's bothering you. Sometimes give yourself grace.
Yeah. But also, we're such solution oriented. So you have to think about like what could go wrong so you can already start to map about a exactly. problem or map exactly. out a solution for it.
Exactly. When yeah. I'm just like, I am absolutely a negative person first. Although I had an instance recently and I flipped it and I hope it's going to be beneficial to me. Of trying to think of the positive first. So mm-hmm. the verdict's still out. We'll see, Chad. I don't know. But I'm trying it.
Practice.
Yeah.
Practice. And with that, y'all, I'll see y'all later.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.